After 6 albums and nearly as many tours of Australia, Shannon and the Clams have a huge repertoire of killer tunes, and their unflagging spirit makes them one of the greatest of live bands. They're in town and in the country. To celebrate their latest album, Year of the Spider, they're going to be playing at Splendour in the Grass and also making their way here to Sydney next Thursday evening to play at Mary's Underground. Here to talk more about their adventures in Australia from Shannon and the Clams, it's Shannon Shaw. How are you going?
Hey, how's it going? Nice to talk to you. Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you as well. Have you been having a good time in Australia thus far?
Oh, yes. We've been adjusting to the jet lag and trying to wrap our heads around going from hot summer to cold Australian winter. But other than that, we're loving it. It's our favorite place to tour.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. And I notice you've been acclimatising as well, sort of early in your trip here to Australia. You and the rest of the band got to meet a koala there just to sort of acclimatise yourself to the fact in case you sort of randomly run into a koala in the wild.
Yeah, we're prepared.
And you've got a lot of shows coming up, I believe. So you're in Melbourne at the moment, and I think both of your Melbourne shows are sold out, which is testament to the taste of Melbourne's people and the popularity of your band. And you've got Splendour in the Grass this Sunday. Have you played Splendour before?
I've never played Splendour before. None of us have, but we're really looking forward to it. We've heard about it forever.
It looks like it's going to be a really awesome gig this year. And, of course, your gig in Sydney next Thursday is with Jeff the Brotherhood. That's a hell of a double bill right there.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We haven't played with them in years, but they're old friends of ours. They're from the United States as well. They're from Nashville. So it'll be fun to reunite with them, especially in Australia.
Where's Shannon and the Clams based in the moment? I know you sort of started there in the Bay Area in Oakland. Is that sort of still where you reside?
Well, now we kind of say West Coast because I'm in Oregon, Cody's in Oregon, Will is in kind of Gold Country in California, and then our drummer, Nate, lives in Bisbee, Arizona, which is basically a ghost town on the border of Mexico. However, on this tour, we're traveling with an Aussie drummer, Eric Moore, from Flightless Records, and he is a former member of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Ah, well, that's exciting stuff.
We're working all over the place now.
Well, it's cool, and is it difficult to sort of coordinate a band when you're in so many different places geographically, or is it sort of one of those things where the state of the world has meant that you've just learnt to adjust and it's all good?
I think B, yeah. At first it seemed, when we all started moving away, it seemed really daunting, but when Will started playing, he already lived in LA, and we lived in the Bay Area, but we made it work. And Cody moved away, and we still made it work. And it really hasn't been too bad. We're not known for practicing very much anyways. So we usually do like a big cram session leading up to tour, which is what we're doing in Melbourne. We're just cramming and rehearsing with our Aussie drummer.
Well, I mean, even if it is a little bit loose, I'm sure you're going to put on a hell of a show. I would very much urge anyone here in Sydney who's not getting along to Splendour in the Grass to make their way to Mary's Underground next Thursday evening to catch both Shannon and the Clams and Jeff the Brotherhood. I'm going to play a track from Year of the Spider. Seeing as you're playing at a venue in Sydney called Mary's Underground, would you suggest the track Mary Don't Go is an appropriate track for us to play on the radio?
Absolutely. I would absolutely encourage you to play Mary Don't Go.
Shannon from Shannon and the Clams, it's just so wonderful to have you here on 2SER Breakfast. I love your work, and I hope that you and the rest of the band have an absolutely wonderful time while you're here in Australia.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.